This episode of the AnnaQuiet Podcast is brought to you by NFTs, the latest totally useless thing that you can spend all your money on to feel ever more connected to the pulsating, throbbing nucleus of our collective culture. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has auctioned off his very first tweet as an NFT. Everybody can see it, but somebody paid $2.9 million to say that it's theirs, which has absolutely no fucking value whatsoever. There's literally nothing they could do with it. It's not art in any sense of the word, but this is an inspiration point. So to celebrate, AnnaQuiet is taking the initiative. We're selling this episode, this very one you're listening to right now, as an NFT. For $500,000, I will send you the original WAV file that you can call your very own while everyone else simply listens to it. It's a steal. Let's go. Thank you again to Alan Johannes for the AnnaQuiet Podcast theme song, Bad Motherfucker All the Time. So Dave Grohl is writing a book called The Storyteller. It's out in October. And you don't have to like the Foo Fighters music. Say what you will about it, but he has undoubtedly got some insane tales from his days in Nirvana, from, the birth of the Foo Fighters all the way up till now. And honestly, I'd pay that shit right now to read anything behind the scenes about his days with Them Crooked Vultures, or on drumming for Queens of the Stone Age, for Songs for the Deaf, or on Nine Inch Nails With Teeth record, or his stories with Bowie or Tom Petty. I mean, the list goes on. This dude has got quite a few tales to tell. So I'm going to read the shit out of that for sure. But man, speaking of music, it really does seem like live music is gonna happen this year. I say that wanting to knock on all the wood. Back in episode 57, I talked about the likelihood of live shows coming back. And 2 months ago, when it was recorded, everything was very much a question mark across the board. We didn't have anywhere near the vaccine distribution that we have now, or enough awareness about its efficacy against various mutations of the virus. But we're much farther down the field now. And while there's still a whole bunch of questions on what being at a live show is actually going to look like in the coming months, whether vaccine passports or COVID tests or temperature checks at the door will be, the expected norm, we're seeing a lot of commitment to the second half of the year. Festivals are going all in for the third and fourth quarter events. Perry Farrell is even talking about Lollapalooza coming back soon. I don't know if he means this year, but that's exciting. I'd be most fucking definitely thrilled to be the first person through the gates at Bonnaroo this year. It's taking place in September, and they seem to be going all out. All systems go. Foo Fighters, Run the Fucking Jewels, Deftones, Jason Isbell, Lizzo, Tame Impala, Janelle Monáe, Phoebe Bridgers, Lana Del Rey. I'm out of my mind with excitement to be there. And that's got even nothing to do with the lineup. Like, there's a bunch of killers on the lineup, but just being there, it's such a unique experience. I've screamed from every rooftop and mountaintop possible over the last 10 plus years about Bonnaroo being the best festival in America. And I can say that having been to a good 30 different festivals throughout the damn country over the last decade and a half. That's kind of comes part and parcel with being a music writer covering these things. And my excitement comes completely separate from the fact that quarantine streaming sensation Marc Rebier is going to be there. His living room live streams have become something of a Sunday morning staple in my house, for damn sure. It's kept the mood high. And if you're a fan of festivals and you haven't been to Bonnaroo, you honestly have no fucking idea what you're missing. It's not at all interchangeable with the Coachellas and the Lollapaloozas out there. It's one of the big box festivals for sure, but it is a completely separate entity. The sense of freedom is just so complete, so palpable, it's really hard to explain. When you hear the word freedom these days, freedom carries a little bit of a stigma on the post, honestly, post 9/11. I was going to say post Trump, but it's really the past 20 years. The term freedom is carried a dark weight to it. You know, you probably think assholes waving flags or killing foreign brown people or dudes with wraparound sunglasses ranting about political shit in their pickup trucks, you know, because apparently that's what freedom has come to mean, at least to conservative America. But that's not what I'm talking about at all. Let me give you an impression of what freedom is through this lens anyway. The first time I ever set foot on the fields at Bonnaroo, I think it was 2009, maybe 2010. It was Jay-Z headline, so it was 2010. Within a half hour of getting there and getting onto the fields, I was hanging out with new friends that were at adjacent campsites, people just ecstatic to be there. Everybody was so happy. And we're not talking drugs happy. We're talking like sober, just arrived there, excited as hell for what's about to happen, kind of happy. And we took a little walk, and I remember very shortly thereafter passing these two beautiful girls who were helping each other shower with a gallon of water that they would just refill from a spigot nearby. Very casual, didn't care who was paying attention to them. They weren't the kind of girls who seek out that kind of attention. At least they didn't look like it. They were just very casually like, all right, we're hot as hell. Let's do this. And I mean hot temperature-wise. Everybody was high-fiving. And that's been a staple for the last decade. Every single time I've gone, it's just saying happy rue to each other like Christmas morning. I've said this 1,000 times on the podcast. Sharing goods and celebrating the experience together. It's a very communal sort of atmosphere. Everybody looks out for each other. Everybody's ultra positive. It's just the greatest experience. The word really is ebullience. This jubilant, bubbly, happy time that is almost entirely immune to the ills and the bullshit of the outside world. So yeah, put a shot in my fucking arm and a mask on my face and get me the hell out there, because that experience is what it's all about for me. And after the last, Jesus Christ, year plus of not going to shows and not experiencing that interactive positivity with anybody for anything outside your own home, at this point it's reached an era of desperation. And I've got a feeling that Bonnaroo is going to be ready. The people behind promoting it, the people behind putting it together are very, very on top of this, and they know how to craft an experience. Part of that comes from the fact that a few years ago, the Bonnaroo organizers bought the 700-acre farm on which the festival is held every year. So that just ensures a very long future of the nature-surrounded goodness that we've come to know and love as the best festival in America. You know, they don't have to renew leases, or they don't have to go through negotiations and all kinds of crazy fucked up paperwork. Like, they are an institution there now, and for the foreseeable future, that's what it's going to be. And it's over, Bonnaroo is over an hour's drive south of Nashville in this town called Manchester. And the isolation there only aids to the atmosphere of this escapist celebration. And as a result, partially as a result of the fact that there's no fucking cops to be seen. I mean, they have security, but it's people who are caretakers. They're looking to make sure everybody is safe and having a good time. They're not looking to bust people for smoking weed, unlike places you'll find other festivals like fuck Coachella. I see people getting kicked out for smoking weed all the time. Are you out of your fucking mind? Anyway, people just seem more generally inclined to look out for one another, you know? And the lack of emphasis on the hyper-promoted, over-the-top, influencer-baiting, corporate-branded party element has that's kind of besieged the likes of Coachella and Lollapalooza and so on. The lack of that has allowed this sense of removal from the competitive nature of the festival scene. And like I said, Bonnaroo is its own entity, and it's proudly sort of flies its freak flag colors, so to speak. Man, I can't wait. But first, we got to get vaccinated. And it really doesn't fucking matter how you feel about vaccine passports infringing on your rights. The fact is, we've all got to get that poke to make this shit work. And it just blows my mind how insanely stupid people continue to be regarding all manners of public decency or altruism or just the general belief that we're all in this together as a society that has choked the fuck out of all the things we've loved in the last year, you know? There's this this guy called Stuart Reynolds, I see a lot of clips from him. He said recently that the pandemic has been like turning on an ultraviolet light in a cheap motel room, showing you in disgusting clarity just how stupid everybody really is. It's on everything, and it's everywhere, and it's absolutely horrifying. You know, people protesting lockdowns like a government wants unhappy voters